good morning, good afternoon, good night. This is your boy, the Hip Hop Lobby, is coming to you live and direct from Just Politics and Studios. And today, sitting down with my homegirl, the Elena Show, and Feezy the Great to talk about the five reasons you need my Netflix password. Now, on this episode, we're strictly dedicating it to people who not only fell in love with Netflix and Hulu and other streaming services, but also to all the account owners. You need to create a terms and agreement for people who actually are on your account. Because if they're getting free access, I feel that they should be paying at least $2 a month for the access that you provide for them. But you have to create a terms and agreement with your users first. Either way, we're going to go through that, break down some of our favorite shows off the streaming services. I mean everything from The Get Down, The Crown, to a little bit of Luke Cage. I think we talked about that. And really, in a nutshell, Netflix. Because there's really no need to have cable. Like, realistically, you don't need cable these days. You need Wi-Fi. And unless you really want to watch live shows, I mean, what's the point of watching live shows? I mean, sports is good, but you don't need to cut around the TV on a Thursday or Friday night to watch TV. Nobody's doing that. What you need to do is create a Netflix book club where everybody watches and binge watches the same shows at the same time and the same day and tweets about it. Hey, we're going to discuss it this episode. So next voice you hear will be mine, Feezy the Great. I'm your boy, the Hip Hop Lobbyist. Please, stay tuned.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I'll be back the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream. Let's fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such, who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, no one upstates my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed. But I'm still depressed, and I ask, what's it worth? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain. To learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks and spray shots. All in a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof.
So Amazon just had Fire Sticks on sale, just, you know, just FYI. They're like $20.
Yeah, so in the event that you don't know about the Fire Stick game, which you probably don't, clearly, people purchase the Fire Sticks for, like you say, for the $20, $40, and then they upload Kodi to them. And when they upload Kodi to them, now you have access to all these movies and all these different shows and everything like that, and all you need is Wi-Fi to connect to. So, and there are other options. They have the box. I know the box is very popular in Tampa. Also, they have other devices. You know, you have Apple TV and things like that. You know, you have those things that you can use in order to eliminate your cable, in order to cut the cord. I know those things.
But you actually you need cable for Apple TV.
You do need cable for Apple TV? Like, I thought you only need Wi-Fi.
No, you need cable for Apple TV. Like, you still need to have some access to get some of your shows because everything is through app.
Yeah.
Right. But then you have like Roku TVs to where you have all these different apps in your TV and basically you have no real TV. You can get local channels, but you don't really need them. And, you know, the base of it is really to say it's like we live in a culture where we're not sitting down watching TV. Right. Like nobody's sitting home going home 8 o'clock unless it's a special show. You know, Scandal used to be it. How to Get Away with Murder, but them shits got a little bit too reckless. You feel me? It's like,
well,
I'm not even going to waste my time on Thursday going to look at
plenty. Well, now shit. That would be Queen Sugar and Greenleaf. Those kind of have replaced that.
Yeah, they're on Hulu too.
Yeah, but it's not the same as watching it with your Twitter friends at the same exact time that it's airing.
But that, we had a pre-recording conversation about this. And I told Elena Show that what we need to do is, like, we can do that with Netflix. We can do live TV with Netflix. We need to create a Netflix book club, right? Where everybody watches the same shows on the same day at the same time, and we write about it or tweet about it. It's the same
that
thing.
Actually,
there's really no difference.
That actually might change the game because, as you already said, a lot of people aren't watching shows in real time anymore. I mean, you still have people that still watch shows in real time, and they'll either tweet, you know, live tweet, or they'll, you know, go on Facebook Live, or they'll, you know, update their status every 5 seconds on Facebook, which is annoying, by the way. But yeah, like you said,
I mean, who's doing all that on Facebook though?
Your family members do it on Facebook, and people who aren't on Instagram.
I don't get on Facebook to know what my family members do.
So I'm the one with the habit of, for example, I miss Love & Hip Hop Miami tonight because I had to watch the football game that I fell asleep on, by the way. But nonetheless,
said you had to watch the football game that you fell asleep on. Correct. So you were forced to watch the football game?
It's my duty as a man to watch the college championship. So I fell asleep on it because
I didn't know that was in the men rule book, but okay, carry
and
on.
I'm not gonna say the slick comment that I have about that. But what I am gonna say is that I had to watch the game, so I wasn't able to watch Love & Hip Hop Miami because I'm the one that will record it on DVR and then watch it on the weekend. That's me. At one point, I had a lineup. At one point, I was on the weekend. I was watching How to Get Away with Murder. I was watching Scandal. I was watching Designated Survivor, which are three amazing shows, by the way. Also, I was watching The Muppets. I was watching Son of Zorn. I was watching Blackish and Modern Family. Those shows were my Saturday, like, qualm. Those were my inner chi. I used to watch those shows to make sure that my chakras were aligned. And eventually things got busy. Things started changing. So then I stopped doing it as much. But I'm going to get back on that path to where I catch up with everything. And I'm going to add Grown-ish. Have you all seen that yet?
Haven't seen it yet. Oh. I've been working.
Okay. Yes. Well, shout out to the working class. You dig? But yes. So I'm going to watch Grown-ish eventually. So yeah, that's my.
I was actually just about to watch that on Hulu before we started recording.
You know, Feezy brought up a great damn point. And, you know, as a Netflix account holder, because I believe that I'm very liberal with my Netflix
password.
Shout out
to Phil and his Netflix password.
See, but Feezy said some shit. Like, I had to diversify my Netflix account because, you see, he was naming some decent shows, and then he threw in, like, The Muppets and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a Muppets fan.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit will skew your entire Netflix queue of movies.
Yes, it will.
Right? Because if you watch one movie, because it's kind of like TV. You know, you get 800 channels, you don't watch them all. Right? Netflix is kind of like that, too. Or you get a show, all of a sudden you start watching it. Then all of a sudden they want to recommend every movie related to that some kind of way just because of two keywords.
Yep.
Right? Just because you watch it for 15 minutes. Oh, you may like this. No, Netflix, I don't. If he's the type of motherfucker to go watch the Muppets on your shit, then the next thing you know, guess what? All you see is Muppet cartoons on 10 pages of Netflix.
Well,
and that's very aggravating. So what you have to do is end up creating accounts for people on your Netflix shit.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
When it gets to the point where you try to log in your Netflix, and I guess you have two or more people on at the same time, you know what you do? You change the motherfucking password and log everybody ass out. Right? Because that's how you set the rules of your Netflix. Like, listen, first off, ain't none of you motherfuckers paying you $2 this month to get access. And on top of that, I'm trying to log in and I can't log in. Guess what? Your Netflix show, this is about to be your last one. We changed up the passwords. And then, you know what happens? Within 24, 48 hours, you get about 10 text messages. Hey, bro, you changed the Netflix password? Yes, motherfucker. What did you change the password to, bitch? Have you paid? Have you paid your $2?
Okay, so let's start here. This is just going to be a real quick tangent, and we're going to get back to the story at hand. First of all, Phillip, I figured that's what the hell you was doing. I'm like, how come I keep trying to log on and he changed his password every 3 days? Okay, got it. I'm on beat. Number two, you never told me anything about giving you $2 a month. Ever. When I was going to get the memo? If I pay you $2 a month, use your Netflix passcode, nigga, I am entitled to watch whatever the fuck I want to. So if you want to start charging me $2,
on your profile. On your profile.
On my profile. I watch. That's all. I don't watch movies on your profile. I watch movies on my profile.
That's all I'm saying. I had to create a profile for you because you were fucking up the main profile of
and what I'm telling you,
so I had to watch movies.
No, but what I'm telling you is that I watch movies on my profile, and nigga, you still change the password. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you end up just being a casualty to other motherfuckers on the account. See, that's
so okay. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna make the decision right now. Are you gonna charge me the $2, or am I just gonna be on a friends and family and friends plan? Because if you charge me the $2, nigga, hey. I'm entitled to every passcode that you change. You need to text that shit to me.
You know that's real, and we never established a Netflix
agreement. We never a Netflix contract agreement.
Exactly. You right. I just assume that if y'all motherfuckers is using up my Netflix, that the least y'all motherfuckers could do. Is gone ahead and hit me with the $2. Like, you know what? I don't watch House of Cards. I wouldn't even know about them damn House of Cards if it wasn't for this Netflix access, right? And guess what? Let me go ahead and send nigga $2. Because you know what? Like a business, you know how you get your shit on your credit report from collections account? So what if a nigga just sent you the collections for past due Netflix that you were supposed to be sharing? So technically, if it's been like 3 years and your share was $2 a month, 2 times 36, you could pay that. To get re-access on the password change, or we can just start fresh with a new $2 starting the first February.
I'm gonna sit here and humbly disagree with you, because there is no way that nobody on God's green earth is going to sit here and assume that, oh, I'm just gonna start paying you because I feel bad for using your Netflix. No, nigga, that wasn't an agreement. The agreement in the beginning was that, hey, what's your Netflix passcode? What, no funds being exchanged? What? There was no funding being negotiated? Nothing like that. Therefore, your Netflix is community property.
You think Netflix access come off a crib? You think Netflix grow on a tree? Hey, how pay? You think Netflix just grow on a tree? Shit, something got to pay for that shit.
When you are conducting business, whether you let somebody hold your car, whether you let somebody Airbnb your spot, the point and fact of the matter is there should be some type of contract negotiation amongst whatever you decide to pay. So therefore, if you want to do a contractual agreement right now over this podcast so that there may be records, I would like to put in $2 a month for my Netflix. But on that, it is contingent upon every time you changing the passcode, I get the passcode texting me automatically. And that comes with my own profile.
You know, this is a Just Politics podcast, Feeds the Great Hip Hop Lobbyist, the Atlanta Show, talking about 5 reasons why you need my Netflix password. We're making an agreement right now on the podcast for access into your Netflix, right? This is a discussion that you should be having with all the people who have access to your streaming accounts.
Well,
you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say,
let's go ahead. Hold on, one person have access to my streaming account, and I don't.
But we haven't even come to our agreement yet.
And I don't even.
You know what, Fazy? Your $2. I'm gonna get my point of that out. Damn it!
Oh, okay.
Stop trying to overtalk people, Miss Elena.
When we've come to an agreement that $2 a month will suffice for access, and if any passwords are changed, you will get notice within the first 24 hours. Is that an agreement?
Agreed.
All right, we have an agreement. All right, the Elena Show. You only have one person on your Netflix?
I literally only have one person on my Netflix, and I don't even pay for my own Netflix anymore, right? Well, technically, I haven't paid for it for the last year. I haven't paid for my own Netflix, so somebody else has. And
So you have free access, is what you're saying?
Well, it's my Netflix, but somebody else is paying for it. They've been paying for it for a year, and somebody else has an account on my thing.
So you got like a sugar daddy for Netflix?
I guess you can call it that.
See, that's not a good reason to get my Netflix password if I'm going to be your sugar daddy.
Well, the person who has the password to my Netflix and the person who pays my Netflix are two totally different people.
Can I go on the record by saying, number one, I think that she's using somebody's Netflix password. That's why somebody else is paying for it. And number two, also,
my wife pays my Netflix bill, okay. And it's my Netflix account, and the only person who's on my Netflix account is Chantel, and she's been on my Netflix account since like forever. So I just won't kick her off.
Who is Chantel?
Everybody
knows. Oh, you talking about my dog, Big Shan Trilogy. Shout out to Big Shan Trilogy out this thing. That's my dirty. Yeah, I mean,
happy birthday to
happy
her.
Happy birthday to her. She's so lit. She stay lit with her small self. Philip, I have another thing I need to address. If I'm paying you $2 a month, I need you to get whoever the fuck Lachey is off my profile. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Wow. So you want your own individual
nigga,
profile?
Nigga, that's what I'm paying you $2 for. I ain't paying you $2 so that I can share my profile with somebody.
No, you're paying me $2 for access. I can group everybody in on one profile together. You want an individual
everybody
profile.
Got an individual profile except me and Lachey.
Okay. Clearly, you and Lachey, we're going to have to go. I'm going to have to create an agreement with Lachey as well.
Steph got her own, bro. Don't get me started. Lachey and whoever is in on my profile that I can't see. So it's really three people on my profile that I'm paying $2 for. So again, this is not in the contractual agreement that we just that we just discussed. So, and honestly, but wait, before you say that, the grand scheme of things, at the end of the day, that's the real topic right now. The real topic is people need to discuss the rules, terms, and conditions that they agree to when they give people their Netflix passcode. Because guess what, Phil? You give me your Netflix passcode. Guess what happened? Somebody, by me being loyal to you, yeah, I'm good. But if I wasn't loyal to you, nigga, I'd give somebody else your Netflix passcode. So now your profile went from two people to four people automatically. And you know how Netflix passcodes go. They go on and on and on like a centipede. So guess what? Now everybody got your Netflix passcode. Now everybody's on Phil's on profile. So that is really what needs to be discussed.
And my Netflix
right,
is out
exactly.
here. Right, my Netflix is on your phone, and then my default options look all kind of janked up. Like, I'm getting a little bit of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, a little bit of Little Rascals, a little bit of everything.
So I give you a prime example, Philip. So, for example, okay, yeah, everybody got your password. So, let's say, okay, right now, I'm counting six people on your profile right now. If everybody except you, if the six people give out your password to one person, that's 12 people on your profile, Philip. 12 people watching 12 different types of shows on your profile, throwing off everybody's Netflix, right? So my whole point is this. If a person who is the main owner of the Netflix, if they are going to allow people to pay into the Netflix, there needs to be a contractual agreement saying, hey, you can't give out this passcode. Hey, you can only watch on your profile, and you can only use my Netflix. Oh, no, I'm sorry. And you're privy to the password whenever I change it. And if you don't give me your money, you won't get this passcode. So I personally think that they're always, like you say, the five reasons why I'm not getting my passcode, the main picture, the big grand scheme of things is there needs to be an agreement, an understanding on what all my Netflix passcode come with and don't come with. Just my thoughts. My phone going back on mute.
Okay. You know, to be real, I'm going to be real with you, right? We're going to switch up the topic, right? Would you rather pay $2 for Netflix access or $13.99 a month?
Is that rhetorical? In the event that's not rhetorical, I will gladly pay my $2 a month, especially by it being people.
Exactly. So since the bulk of the cost is focused on the Netflix owner, I think in a capitalistic world, y'all motherfuckers just gonna take what the hell I give you. So give it out. But if I can't get access, bitch, guess what? Password change. And if you want to change my password and not let me know and lock me out of my account, oh, We reporting this shit stolen. And all you motherfuckers got to start fresh. So, you know, go ahead and give it out. But next topic, you know, what are some shows, and not just Netflix by itself, because Hulu's great. Also, the streaming services like HBO Go are amazing. HBO Now as well, right? Showtime has one, right? They're great services. So what are some shows that you really, if you kind of moved away from cable? I know Queen Sugar's on there. They're also on Netflix, whatever. Atlanta's on Hulu, I think the Atlanta show told me earlier.
Yeah, it's on
right.
Hulu.
Right, I still haven't seen season.
I still haven't seen season one. I need you to get your life together.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Hey, but here's what I know about Atlanta right now. Let me tell you what I know about Atlanta. Right, not the show, but the city. They have the Atlanta Falcons, and they had the Georgia Bulldogs play in the new Mercedes Dome. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those teams had leads in the fourth quarter. Both of those teams blew it. That's what I know about season one of Atlanta. I'm not even looking forward to season two, but I'm gonna go ahead and check it out on Hulu. You know, just to throw it out there, the Alabama Crimson Tide did win tonight, and that's just shocking because I really didn't want their ass to win. But it is what it is. At the end of the day, they're great shows that are out here. Some of my favorites that I've really found out about through streaming, of course. A little bit of Game of Thrones, you know, but that's on HBO every week, but. If you really want to binge watch and get to know it, HBO Go, you know. House of Cards, Narcos, The Crown.
Oh, my God. The Crown is so good. I just finished season two. I watched it in like 2 days.
All right. The Crown is amazing. And also the Dave Chappelle comedy special. Like, it could be quietly top two because Dave Chappelle is just king. But. Those are some of my favorites. Oh, House of Cards. I don't know if I said that. I believe I did.
You did.
That's up there. Right? But, I mean, the Kevin Spacey rape, sexual molestation, harassment, whatever it was, right? It just kind of threw me off of the show. It's a bit too much. You know what I'm saying? It started off real like, hey, I'm going to kill a reporter in the train station and all this other shit in the subway. Yeah. That was great, House of Cards. But now I'm like, how you going to replace Frank? How are you going to replace Frank? Like, to me, the show's dead. The series dead. All right. So anyway, what are some of your favorite shows that you've streamed and watched that you kind of enjoyed more that you cut the cable box? The Atlanta show.
So I just started watching last week. I watched The Chi, which is a new show by Lena Waithe and also produced by Common. And that's going to be on Showtime, but it is on streaming on the app as well. And it's actually really good. They've had two of the pilot episodes come out so far. And I think they should be having some more episodes come out soon. Also, I'm actually watching SWAT on CBS All Access, which is pretty dope. And also the new Star Trek Discovery on there. And the Star Trek Discovery is really good. They have a black lead character. Of course, The Crown, which is amazing. The Dave Chappelle specials I watched. I'm always watching, obviously, Queen Sugar and Greenleaf. And now I've been watching stuff on Hulu that I don't get to see during the week when I'm at work or stuff like that.
I need to touch on some things that was said, then I'm gonna go ahead and answer your question. Atlanta stay taking L's. All we can do is just be happy because we got a mayor named Keisha. Shout out to FAMU. Number two, your homeboy 45, aka the Orange Bomber, aka Agent Orange, aka the dude who
Orange Mussolini. Thank you.
He easily came into Atlanta to just mess up traffic and leave. That's literally his only purpose. That why he came to the game tonight. That's number two because 75.
Atlanta already has shit traffic anyway.
I mean, so it does exactly. So add somebody that nobody wants to be here to be here, and therefore you got even worse traffic. So I say all that just to simply say my show on Netflix. Are a little different. You know, I'm a Marvel head. So I watch DC Legends of Tomorrow, and I do watch Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Those are two good things that I catch. Of course, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones. Another show that I frequent on here. Of course, you got the Dave Chappelle special. You have the I'm going to catch Crown because that is intriguing. Are you all into the Netflix original programming? I think I'm gonna start getting into that.
Yep.
But for the most part,
The Crown is a Netflix original.
Oh, well, perfect. You remember The Get Down? When The Get Down was out, I saw the first half of The Get Down.
Let me
say one more thing before you say that. And lastly, another thing also is did y'all catch Meet the Blacks? Yes, no, maybe so. Meet the Blacks,
movie
with Mike Epps. That is definitely worth a watch. Now back to The Get Down. I don't know why. I mean, why didn't you like it? I mean, I think we should really have this conversation. Why didn't you like it?
I can talk about a few Netflix shows.
No. We're talking about The Get Down specifically because I don't understand how you didn't. I mean, the second half of The Get Down I get, but the first half of The Get Down was easily powerful. So why didn't you like it?
Okay, so the first half of The Get Down was so slow and drawn out, and there was so much unnecessary filler in that story.
Yes.
It was just, it was so hard to watch. Like, it was just, I could barely stay awake to watch it. It was putting me to sleep because it was just, they were just putting so much in, and it's like, you could have cut so much of this stuff. Like, I was watching it and was like, okay, this could have been left out. This could have been left out. Like, it just was ridiculously long for no good goddamn reason. And it
This is the Just Hot Podcast with your boy Hip Hop Lobbyist, The Atlanta Show, and Feezy Gray talking about 5 Reasons I Need Your Netflix Password.
Like,
The Atlanta Show really doesn't like The Get Down.
I mean,
go ahead.
It's just like, I think the show was shot better than it was actually written. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think they had beautiful cinematography. It was good. I like, you know, that it would sometimes be a little fast paced and then be a little, and then slow paced. Like, I don't mind that because I like that. That's what the one thing I liked about Underground is how you have those fast moments and then you have moments where it's a lot more mellow. But the story was just too much. I mean, it was just so drawn out that I literally have not even watched the second half because I was just so frustrated from watching the first half. It's the same thing with, like, right now, I haven't even seen the last season of Orange is the New Black. Like, I've honestly just kind of given up on Orange is the New Black because, of course, Gingy is doing the same shit she did with Weeds, which is ruining the whole fucking show.
I don't know what the piece is about the Ginger Sweet is that you're talking about.
No, okay, so Gingy is the person who is the writer and creator of Orange is the New Black. She also did Weeds. And if you know about the last 2.5 seasons of Weeds and you see the path that Orange is the New Black is on right now, you will totally understand why I say what I'm saying. She's running the show.
So go ahead, Philip. I'm gonna comment right after you.
No, I was going to say that I kind of agree with you. Like, Orange is the New Black, it was good to me when, you know, they had, like, all, not to say cliquish or, you know, make it a race thing, but when they had, like, the black mother in there and she was all ringing everybody together and then they killed her off and it's like, damn, okay, I'm waiting to get to everybody's story, but y'all taking forever with it. And my patience kind of ran out. And the only reason I really ended up watching it a little more is because just so happened, God working, one of my high school friends is in the new Amanda Stevens is in the series now, so it's like, oh, this gives me a reason to watch. But if it wasn't for her, I probably would have stopped watching after season 3 or season 2.
Okay, so Orange is the New Black. I only watched it for the purposes of looking at Voss's pretty titties, and that was the only reason I wanted to watch that show. Wow. Nonetheless, It was good in the beginning. And to piggyback off what you just said about how weeds kind of died literally the last 2.5 seasons, I give you that because I stopped watching after Paige Kennedy got murked. So I was like, yeah, I don't know why I'm watching this at this point. I don't even know how y'all made it this far, but hey, more power to y'all. Get your money, secure the bag. Another show on Netflix that I watch is Marvel the Defenders, but again, I'm a Marvel head, so I'm going to watch all Marvel that's possible. So
can we talk? Wait, hold up. Is the Defenders the one when it's like Luke Cage and Iron Fist and all them together? Oh my God, that was horrible.
So
too.
Okay,
that
wait, stop there because your judgment is kind of conflicting because you said the first half of the Get Down was suck. Now, granted, it did start off a little slow. The second half was bad. Second one was
Negro,
definitely bad.
That shit was
no, it definitely medicine. Wasn't because if y'all watched the Get Down battle and if y'all watched the battle between Hurt Crew and the Get Down brothers, then y'all would have been like, oh, this is lit. And if y'all would have saw the making of Come Set Me Free in the church, y'all would be like, oh, this is lit. But again, that went to episode like 3.
Excuse me, I watched the whole first half of the Get Down. I watched every episode in the first half of that.
It took me a year to watch
it. Was not
year, but I
good.
Watched.
Trust me. I'm trying to tell you.
It took me a solid year to watch the first season of that shit. Like, and I was like, I ain't feeling the shit right now. Up until like maybe Thanksgiving 2017.
So that's how I feel about it. But another show also, don't sleep on Narcos because the story of Pablo is interesting. The life of Pablo. Get it?
But kind of like with that, I fuck with Narcos, right?
I never watched
and
Narcos.
I really like Narcos. First off, you tripping, right?
Sleep.
Secondly, season 2 I still can't get into because it's kind of like you can't watch Narcos and then text.
Correct.
You got to be ready for the subtitles. In season 2, it's like I fell in love with Pablo. Pause. You know what I'm saying? How gangster he was, even though he was a criminal. Pause. But at the same time, it's like, bro, Pablo's gone. I don't really care about the rest of this. I don't really care about the rest of the Cali cartel. All I know is Escobar. You feel me? So Narcos could be over in some aspect too, but
no,
nah, my bad,
my brother. You hit it dead on the head. Everything you said is very factual. A lot of these Netflix shows, they start off strong and then they kind of get a little weary. But nonetheless, overall, I think the Netflix movement is definitely real. I think the Netflix movement is definitely necessary. Back to the original story at hand, it is worth paying somebody to use their Netflix. I definitely agree. I don't think that I think in 2018, people need to reclaim their Netflix passcodes because I think that a lot of people are misusing and abusing the privilege of having a Netflix passcode. And I think when you take it away from them, I think that's when they going to finally realize that they've been asleep the whole time and they need to be respecting people's passcodes.
So that means that he needs to take it from you?
No, because I just cash out that nigga $2, so he better not take shit from me. And a matter of fact, he need to text me the current passcode. Yes, Phil, check your email for your cash out.
Did you just send him the $2 on Apple Pay?
Okay, I'm pretty sure I said cash out the whole time. Maybe I speak in language, but I don't think Cash App and Apple Pay are the same thing. But I definitely said cash out.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part. I thought you said
something
else. My bad. I, that's why I said Apple Pay. But
okay,
whatever.
Yeah, I just said my Apple Pay. For the record, I don't have that $2 payment, so I ain't entitled to give nobody shit right now. So niggas that technically, by the bylaws we put into these terms and agreements, niggas is locked out because my Cash App ain't got this month's deposit yet. And I just hit the collections of place up. Yeah, I'm gonna sell off this debt, this back payment debt to collections. You should be seeing something on your report in the next 30 days.
Another show on Netflix that I watch that I'm into is Beastmaster. Have y'all ever seen that show or heard of that show? All right, have y'all ever seen American Ninja Warrior? It's the Netflix version of American Ninja Warrior. It's hosted by Terry Crews. And it's actually a decent show.
Yeah, not interested.
Like I said,
I watch American Ninja Warrior if I'm flipping through channels.
And it's like,
this nigga like going through the monkey bars, but he gonna fall in the water or some shit if he fall. You know what I'm saying? Like that's that between channels, I'll watch it. But I'm not gonna say, you know, I'm watching.
Okay, let me call y'all last. Let me call y'all last out since y'all wanna act like this at 1:51 in the fucking morning. Nigga, so y'all ain't never watched American Gladiator?
Excuse me,
So you can watch American Gladiator, but you're too good to watch American Ninja Warrior? Get out of here, son. Get out of here, son.
Nigga, I'm grown. I'm grown, man. I ain't gonna sit down and watch that shit. I'm not gonna binge watch American Gladiator. Fuck you mean. Exactly. Let him put it on Netflix, I may do it. But I ain't gonna go watch no fake ass American Gladiator, bitch. They're not calling it that. It's American Ninja Warrior.
Exactly.
Nigga, I ain't looking for Bruce Lee.
Exactly.
Fuck you mean? I'm looking for some action. Where Jet Li jumping through a building and shit.
Exactly.
Fuck you mean? I ain't looking. That's no American Gladiator. It ain't the same shit. Fuck out of here.
Oh, I will say I do enjoy the Netflix created show Master of None with Aziz Ansari. And that's a really great show.
Yeah, I'm gonna put in a request for Netflix to put in American Gladiator.
Master of None. Have y'all don't like that show?
That's another one. Like I watched like 30 minutes.
How is that show? Because clearly it won a Golden Globe, so I must be asleep. So is it a good show?
It's won a couple actually, because Lena Waithe, who also made The Shy, she won for the Thanksgiving episode, which is fucking hilarious. And it's actually really good. It's a really good show. If you're familiar with Aziz, he's not like Aziz from, Parks and Rec. Like, it's a totally different.
Well, actually, I like Aziz from Parks and Rec, so I don't know if I'm gonna like the show or not.
Yeah, he's not like Treat Yourself 2017 and all that shit. Like, he ain't that guy. But it's a good show. It really is a good show. It's like, it's like very minority centered, and it's just like talking about like, having, parents from, being a child that's not white, like, so Lena's obviously Black, Aziz is Indian, and how your parents who may be from overseas or all that stuff like that. It's a lot of good things in it. It's like, young millennial, urban, people of color type stuff.
Hey, real quick, and I know Just Politics and Podcast, Hip Hop Lobby, is the Elena Show. Fiji and Gray talking about Netflix, but hey, real quick, I don't know if y'all knew, but a sidebar here. American Gladiator used to give Chevy Caprices and Suburbans to the Grand Champions?
No, I don't even remember that. I was real young.
Right. Does American Ninja Warrior do that shit? Because they ain't giving no Chevy Caprice.
I think they get money.
No Chevy Suburban.
I think they get money.
Excuse but me, they ain't sir. Giving can no Chevy? You please state your sources? Because I think that it...
Wikipedia, motherfucker. American Gladiators prizes. Okay. In the first two seasons, a new 1990 or 1991 Chevrolet automobile of the Grand Champion's choice, worth up to $20,000, were awarded to the Grand Champions. They can get Lumina APV, a Cavalier, Metro, Tracker, Storm, CK pickup, Caprice, Suburban, Camaro, Beretta, Blazer, etc. Fuck you mean? What the fuck they giving out? In 93, they gave out Suzuki's.
That's why American Gladiators went out. That's why American Gladiators got off TV, okay. Because they couldn't afford to film no more because they buying everybody fucking cars.
$20,000 Chevys, nigga. American Ninja Warrior, nigga. I ain't watching that on Netflix. Master of None, I've heard good things about. I really want to check it out. I just have to have, I have to have the patience for it. Like, it's certain shows, like Alias Grace on Netflix. Have you seen Alias Grace? Anybody? No? Yes?
I think D saw it.
Are you still here?
I think D saw it.
I think D's watched it and they really appreciate it. You know who D's is, so right?
Alias Grace is a show about a young lady in Toronto or Canada, Ottawa, Canada, I want to say. She was taken over by an evil spirit and she was insane. But you really got to get it to get it. It's a 6 short episode series, quietly, not short. Each episode is about an hour long, but it will have you until the end. You're going to have to watch it twice to really get it. So tune in for that. Alias Grace is pretty good on Netflix. The Atlanta Show, did we lose you?
I'm back.
Oh, you took shit?
I had to go pee.
Oh, you could wrote that in the group. Right. Like, all I see is so eat a dick, so...
And we know if you want to drink more water because we know your pee stink.
Anyway, Philip, let's continue.
And we'll be back right after this. We'll be back right after these messages.
Okay.
I just got a $2 deposit for Netflix.
Bitch.
So I gotta share.
And you better put that shit in the episode too, nigga.
Because I'm gonna have to share. Oh yeah. I'm gonna have to because my dog paid up to the terms and agreement we agreed upon. So, you know, I'm telling everybody who's out there, if you're giving out your Netflix password, your Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon. No, wait. Did y'all know that if you order Amazon Prime, you get Amazon TV free?
Yeah, nigga. I could have been told you that.
That is definitely public knowledge, my brother.
Ain't nobody tell me that shit.
They tell you that when you looking at Amazon Prime.
I don't order off Amazon.
You get a whole bunch of shit for
my
free.
My fiance does. And my mom does.
You get a whole bunch of shit for free when you have Amazon Prime. Like, you actually get books for free, magazines for free.
Phil is the only nigga that don't use Amazon.
Okay, so tell me this. So you mean to tell me, nigga, you have my Netflix password and been getting this shit free all the time?
Actually, that needs to be another. That needs to be another episode, bitch. Or that needs to be a addition to Netflix, nigga.
Nah, this is the terms and agreement. Because quietly, I'm sitting here like, wait a minute. I'm giving you access to my shit, but I ain't getting access to your shit.
Well, that does it for this week's episode of the Just Politics podcast. Now, I hope for all my Netflix account owners out there that you actually create a terms and agreement for your users. Because we're trying to get this bread in 2018. And every $2 increment that you can grow through access to your Netflix password is like kind of sort of building more wealth. So either way, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please subscribe to the podcast. You can look us up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, just type it in, JustPoliticsKIN. It's Just Politics Podcast, What Hip Hop Lobbies, Feezy the Great, and The Elena Show. Let's make it a great 2018 and make sure they give you 5 good reasons why they need your Netflix password. All right, I'm out.